CRISPR Route 17. Let's talk about two very radio-ready country acts. Country radio is still a thing. I think I've said this before. Certain kinds of country artists project their music toward the radio. That's not usually who we've been talking about here at CRISPR Roots. We've been talking more about neo-folkies and Americana artists, as well as sampling some other genres, such as gospel, soul, reggae. To be a radio-ready country artist means, first of all, that your studio recordings are fully finished, okay? And extremely well-produced. In a certain way. In a way that can be irritating, actually, because I've been gravitating toward this much rougher style. More Priney. Or Emmy Lewis, perhaps. But, I mean, this gives me an excuse maybe to talk about the state of country music a little bit. Or state of country radio. Except I should probably be listening more to country radio these days. Though I have been pretty intensely on and off since 70s. So two radio-ready country acts today. Walker County is a sister act. Sophie and Ivy Walker and Sean Stemaly, Stemaly. It doesn't occur to me until I'm recording that I'm not sure how to pronounce these things. Stemaly. I'm going to say Sean Stemaly. All right. Maybe they're from opposite banks of the Ohio River, with the Walkers being from the Indiana side and Stemaly being from the Kentucky side. Is my geography right? Lord knows. My research is vast and brilliant, though, you can see. All right. I guess let's talk about Walker County first. Sister act, like I say. Beautiful harmonies, man. Like, and really that's the mode. Like, most of the songs run through with two voices through the whole thing. You know, like, not a single lead voice, but harmony throughout. I mean, there's some exceptions, but that's the way this goes usually. Sister harmonies. Literally, in this case. Now, they have a story that really is a Nashville story. I mean, okay, so they're from a town of 300 people in Indiana. They're teenagers. They're playing wherever they can play. You know, the high school talent show, the local church, coffee house and shit. All right, probably. And everyone thinks they should go to Nashville because everyone thinks they're great. So they graduate from high school or whatever, and they go to Nashville. Maybe they're not twins, so one of them graduates from high school or whatever. And they try to make it. And guess what? They sign with Warners right away off the bat. The dream, dude. From small town Indiana to Nashville, Warner's contract, okay? And then they make an album. It kind of tanks. They kind of have the feeling that it's not exactly what they wanted to do. That Warners and their people kind of took control. And they kind of have the feeling that Warners never promoted it adequately, never really focused on it. They had a feeling that they're going to be dropped, or maybe they either got dropped or they dropped themselves and they put out their own record, okay? Which you can really do. And it's fully professionally produced and everything. And it's quite excellent. Okay. Painted Ponies by Ivy and Sophie, the Walker sisters, as recording as Walker County. Sophie is a drummer. Okay. And that shows, I think, a few times at least. I mean, I don't know what it looks like on stage, really. Sort of maybe a Sheila E. thing or something. That would be interesting. I mean, that'd be a little different. So that's kind of cool, I think. And like I say, maybe it shows a few times. All right, so let's, if you want to hear just their basic harmonies and stuff, I recommend The Thing About Fences, one of their songs. How about this one? Again, like when I think of this genre, I think of it as Miranda country. They definitely been listening to Miranda Lambert, and they really do Miranda country excellent, I think. Like, this is sort of the way female country singers should sound right now, I think. So I like this quite a bit. How about this song? Could be on the radio, should be on the radio. Settlings for Dust by Walker County from Painted Ponies. That's very good, I think. The lyric is good. You know, like exploring all the places dust is appropriate, where you're expecting dust, where dust is settling, makes a structure of the lyric. And then, you know, I'm not going to settle. That's right. I'm not going to settle in terms of my Warner Brothers contract and my music. And I'm not going to settle in terms of love. All right. I just think they're strong singers, too, right? Let's see. If you want to just sort of like there are moments, like it's a very traditional album, but with a contemporary feel in the rhythm tracks and stuff like this a bit. But they do play with rhythm a couple of times in a way that makes you kind of aware that one of them's a drummer. So let's try this one, Double Wide World, which is, this is a good song, I think. Less trad. Double wide denim, if you know what I mean. Double wide crazy make the world go round. Is that what you just said? What they just said? Anyway, I think that's kind of cool with the... You just hear more drum there than an usual kind of... Bop, bop, bop. Oh, bop, bop, bop. Okay. Something makes you realize, man, we should do more of that. Okay. That's interesting. Now, one important function of country music is as a critique of modernity. Miranda does this all the time. I'm fond of it. Old shit, for instance, okay? But this has been a long tradition. A critique of now, man. That's a valuable function. Okay, you might find this annoying nostalgia, fantastical yearning for a previous age, or a conservative gesture, or something like that. I'm touched by the sincerity of the feeling of what we've lost. So try this song by Walker County, handwritten. This is a nice piece of writing, appropriately enough. I say that's very beautifully sung, and a very lovely song too. I could tell I like it because I don't want to turn it off. But I guess I am. And I'm going to turn away from, reluctantly, from Walker County and start talking about Sean Stamale. This is a pretty different sound than that. But these are both things that could be on the radio. Maybe it's pretty gendered on the radio, come to think of it. Like, this is pretty rowdy, rocky country music. And it's, I guess, what you're expecting from a guy. It's not that women don't do this or try to do it, you know, all the time. It's not that men don't do the more gentle, lovey stuff, too. But this is pretty guy type of album, I think. Four Wheel High. It's a 5-cut EP, actually. And I feel like this person is just about to break. You know, break out. Because, I mean, maybe he's been touring with Wallen or whatever. He's like perfectly designed to be the next phase of the Morgan Wallen, hardy, earnest, E-R-N-E-S-T, earnest phase. Ernest had a new album that's out this week as well. I heard a few cuts. I wasn't that happy with it. I liked the last Ernest album. So this is the new sound of country music in a way. It might have click tracks. There are several examples of that kind of thing here, like an I'll Be Damned, but it might roll totally traditional as well. It might give you a little bit of vocal effects, and, you know, sort of vocoder or autotune touch. But the singing comes back to, like, accessible solo, too. He's running a little more trad than Ernest right now, for example, I guess. And also, I got to say, like, this is the country. This is the culture of country. I know that if you write for The Atlantic or The New York Times, you're totally mystified by rural America. You don't understand what anyone could be doing out here. Out here, man. But maybe you should listen to some country music. One thing you're going to see out here in rural America is that all the boys wear camo. And insofar as there's a theme of Four Wheel High, the album by Sean Stomale, it's camo. But I'll tell you what, man, camo is a cultural badge, icon. It's a race or whatever, okay? As Beyonce is a member of the gold race, Sean Stamatis is a member of the camo race. Neither of these can be a skin color, you know, really exactly, but you can paint it on. It's five cuts, but they're all pretty different, actually. But here's a re the real rowdy, rocky sound of the title cut, Four Wheel High. This is what rural America means right now. Sorry. Spit cup, long cut in the console, if you didn't get that. There's a party where the creek bank bends. If you wanna go, you gotta kick it in. Four wheel high, riding needle 35, starting rack of bush light, bug knife, cut it open, shotgun it, hell right. Pouring gas on the fire, let them know that we're out here in the middle of nowhere, getting four wheel high. Yeah, and you know, there'll be a little rap in the vocals or whatever. This is 2024, okay? Now, sometimes I like to rock. All right. There's no rock on the radio, dude. Rock and roll is all completely over, man. The last outburst was White Stripes in 2001. There hasn't been any rock and roll since then. Except on the country stations, nonstop, okay? If you like rock and roll, you might like stuff like this. Now, you're going to have to get over the cultural signifiers, perhaps. But there's still rock and roll on the radio. It's just that it's country, okay? Pretty hard rock and stuff in this case. Let me give you a little of the guitar solo. This is the sound. Yeah, say like you still like shredding guitar solos and stuff like this. I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? Go see Eddie Van Halen? Good luck. Go see Sean Stamale though, and someone will be rocking that stuff on stage. All right. Let's think of let's try another one here. Camo hat he's wearing there, right? He's got a song called Camo Jacket that I think is the song of 24. This is our culture now. Which culture? Maybe if you're not this kind of person, think about how suspicious and fucked up you find it when someone, you know, you see people at the gas station in a camo jacket or whatever. Like, who are they? Yeah. I don't know. They're trying to tell you who they are, really. This is a lovely song. Camo Jacket by Sean Stamale.
That bottom lane jacket fit just like a glove. I had it since I turned 19. Spent winters in a duck blind, fall on 50-yard lines. Summers underneath my Chevy bench seat. And I hate to be the one who admit it, but she looks so good wrapped up in it. I can still taste the whiskey right there on her kiss. I can still see the stars in her eyes. I can still hear the radio playing that song that was on when she said goodbye. We were over and done.
He gave her his camo jacket. Oh my God, man. Well, it's all right. Sweet song. And it's the kind of song that everyone out here, where I live in Virginia too, understands. All right. Okay. I mean, he's really a very traditional artist too. Like, I guess I like the range of these five songs. Everywhere from, like I say, sort of click track bro, all the way out, you know, to hard driving Southern rock, to a hyper trad drinking song, Message in a Bottle.
It's been a living hell ever since you left, but I've been here before. Every time you walk away, I'll walk back through that door. Took this broken heart down off the shelf and poured it on the rocks. Cause misery loves company and whiskey's all I got. It's all I've got. Oh, 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 it's all I got. So I drive my Dodge back to the spot I watched you walk away. Down every drop and pray it stops this lost you kind of pain. The more I drink, the more I sing, trying to get down to the bottom of why I became this double shot desperado, trying to find a message in a bottle.
Well, that makes, that's, don't tell anyone, but the melody there is The Ride by David Allan Coe. I knew something, there was something strange about this ride when he was hitchhiking and got picked up by the ghost of Hank Williams. Anyway, that one makes you see that Sean Stamale can really sing. Like, that may be a little disguised in the hard rockers and stuff like this, or the bro moments. But he can really sing a country song. And that's what put it over the top for me. So I could talk about it here on CRISPR Roots 17. I didn't have a harp for the transition. Oh, well. Peace, y'all.